Get off the couch and go exercise. Everyone gets to have a lazy day, that one day where you choose to decide to do nothing. It's a day or two to just sit on the couch or stay in bed and have time off from all the usual hustle and bustle of the daily grind. It's time to recuperate, and that's fine. But in some cases, this snowballs into a really bad habit of wanting to stay in bed or sit on the couch and just do nothing. This is the start of chronic laziness, a persisting state of not wanting to do anything. Chronic laziness is bad for your body. Staying in bed or not getting off the couch to engage in physical activity creates a sedentary lifestyle. This lifestyle will make you gain weight. On top of that, it's also bad for your mental health. Not doing anything and being lazy affects the alertness of your mind. This will be exacerbated by the lure of the idiot box or the television, where you just end up consuming information through visual and auditory stimuli that don't really exercise your faculty of reason. While you're at it, there will also be that lure to consume loads of junk food, reinforcing your already increasing weight from all the sitting down and doing nothing. Before you know it, you're 10 pounds heavier, 5 times slower, 3 times grumpier, and none the happier. This is the dangerous slope of chronic laziness. How do you solve this? The first step is as simple as it is challenging. Break the habit of not doing anything, and well, do something. Do anything as long as you do it over and over. The key is to break the habit of chronic laziness. Exercise. It doesn't matter what you decide to do. It could be taking a walk every morning for 10 minutes. It could be doing stretching exercises. It could be running for 15 minutes. It could be anything, as long as it gets you moving. Remember, for people affected by chronic laziness, the devil is in the inertia. So it's time to break the inertia through motion. Engaging in exercise wakes up your body and mind. To physically move is a good way to jolt your body back into an active state. This will make you feel better. Endorphins will once again surge through your body, and you'll feel more happy and positive. Plus, sweating out the food you eat will also help you get back in shape. You'll start feeling good about yourself, which is crucial to building and maintaining a healthy self-esteem. It will also help you think more clearly and quickly. The physical activity will help you focus more. It will also help improve your alertness. The more focused and alert you are, the more things you'll be able to accomplish, and the better you'll feel about yourself. These things are crucial to getting back on track. Remember, a healthy person is a happy person.